ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे
कृष्णा टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम Canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 8, Verse 27. Parikshit Maharaj cursed by a Brahman boy. Viprakriyana Jatachananam Raunavendriyajenana Rauravena Ajinena Vishusyat Tatur Udakaham Tatha Bhutam Ayachata Viprakriyena Jatachananam Viprakriyena Jatachananam Rauravena Jinena Cha Rauravena Jinena Cha Vishuyatatu Udakaram Vishuyatatalu Udakam Tathabhutam Ayachata Tathabhutam Ayachata Viprakrina Jatachananam Raunavena Jinena Cha Vishushya Tattalu Adakam Tata Bahuna Bahutam Ayachata Viprakrina All scattered. Jata Achanam, covered with compressed long hair. Rauravena, with the skin of our sex. Ajinena, by the skin. Cha, also. Vishuyat, dried up. Talu, plate. Rolet, Udakam, water. Tatha Bhutam, in that state, Ayachata, asked for. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the sage in meditation was covered by the skin of a stag, and long compressed hair was scattered all over him. The king, whose palate was dry from thirst, asked him for water. So repeat after me. The sage in meditation, was covered by, the skin of a stag, and long, compressed hair, was scattered all over him. The king, whose palate was dry from thirst, asked him for water. The king being thirsty asked the sage for water. That such a great devotee and king asked for water from a sage absorbed in trance was certainly providential. Otherwise there was no chance of such a unique happening. Maharaj Pariktij was thus placed in an awkward position so that gradually Srimad Bhagavatam could be revealed. So this is a very short purport. Those who have been listening, coming here, and those who are for the first time, it's about Parikshit Maharaj, who was out hunting and he got thirsty and he went to the ashram of one of the sage. He was thirsty and he asked for the water. And being a sage, or anybody, when you actually go to somebody's place, you should be received, at least by giving them a place to sit down. Doesn't matter whether they are enemy or anybody. You should always offer them water and a few words. I think anybody can do that regardless of whatever the situation was. Parikshit Maharaj, being a king, did not expect a lot from the sage, but the minimum was expected or can be accepted from anybody. If anybody comes to your place, at least offer them water, give them a place to sit down, regardless whether they are enemy or your friends. The truth is that there's no enemies here. We think we have enemies. We think we have got friends. We think, because we think on the level of the material level. On the level of the soul, which is our true identity, we are all devotees of the Lord. There is no enemies, there is no friends. Why are there devotees? Why are there demons? It's just on the level of the consciousness. Those who are devotees, they're more in the mode of predominated by mode of goodness. They're more pure, they can actually understand. Those who are demons, they're more under the mode of ignorance. Most of the people are in the mode of passion, running after material stuff and things like that. So the message is very brief. Message is, you know, the main thing that I want to speak to you about is the word providential. Parikshit Maharaj was a great king. He did not need, he could have gone without drinking water. Hiranyakashipu, he didn't take anything for so many years, to the point where the whole of his body was gone and his soul was actually just residing in the cage of the bones. So devotees have great amount of ability. Now we also fast, you know. And we can do it if we take shelter of the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj always had the shelter of Lord Krishna. Then why did he become thirsty? Then why did he lose his anger? Because Krishna wanted him to go through them. The beauty about Krishna and his devotees is that the devotees are completely surrendered to Krishna. And then Krishna takes the liberty of taking the devotees and using them or enjoying them in whatever way he wants. He does not only enjoy, he also makes them glorious. Now today is the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadev. Very auspicious there. Everyone should fast. And then we should stay up whole night and actually chant the glories of Lord Narasimhadev. Now if one can do that, you fast all day, you worship the Lord in the evening, you chant whole night, and you wake up in the morning and worship the Lord, it is equivalent to 1,000 Ekadasi Vrat. That's 50 years at least, somewhere around there, of doing Ekadasi Vrat. Not only that, the demigods actually do this Vrat so they can enjoy the heavenly planet. Lord Shiva does this Vrat so that he can actually kill the demons. Lord Brahma did this Vrat so he could create the living entities, moving and the non-moving living entities. And Prahlad Maharaj, without knowing in his previous life as Vasudev, he was a Brahman boy. He had never done any of his duties as a Brahman. And he was attached to a prostitute. And one day he had a fight with the prostitute. And because they had a fight, he did not eat anything on that day. And he did not sleep that night as well. And it was Narasimha Chaturdasi. So by actually observing that, even though he had no other pious, he had no other piety, just by doing this brat, he became Prahlad Maharaj. What is the glory of Prahlad Maharaj? He's a great devotee. Even the prostitute who also did not sleep and eat on that particular day because of the argument, became an apsara in the heavenly planet and then achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord in after that. So today everybody should take a sankalpa, you know, to fast, to do more reading, to do more chanting, to do whatever service they can do. And probably one of those Narasimha Chaturdasi, we should actually have a 24-hour kirtan so that we can stay up the whole night and do that. Why not? During Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, when he was here, a lot of devotees used to do this. They still do it in Vrindavan, they still do it in Abdhidham. So if you want to do one of those brats, I think this is a very good one to do. Okay. So this is about 2 days. Just do some service, try to keep in mind, try to focus more on Lord Narasimha there, pray to him, read about him, do some service. If you don't have any service, come to the kitchen, I'll give you some service. About Lord Narasimha there. What Lord Narasimha Dev wanted to actually show, the Lord comes in many ways to teach many lessons. Just like Parikshit Maharaj had to actually go through this so that Srimad Bhagavatam could be spoken. So that was the purpose of it. Just that little bit of illusion, just like Arjuna was illusion for a little while so that Bhagavad Gita could be spoken. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj was illusion for a little while. He went through the test so that Srimad Bhagavatam could be spoken. So Krishna actually uses his devotees in many ways so that we fools like us could be actually saved and we can actually get some kind of knowledge. And that's the purpose of it. So why did Lord Narasimha come? What was his purpose? Lord Narasimha came to tell us that we are always maintained and protected by him. Of the six qualities, one should surrender in Sharanagati, one should have is that we should truly believe that Krishna will always protect us and he will always maintain us. He also came to tell us that whatever the devotees say, Krishna will fulfill it. And why did he come out of that pillar? Because Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord is in the pillar too. So just to prove that his devotees, whatever they say, it's going to happen. So when he said, is your Lord in this pillar? He said, my Lord is everywhere. Yes, he's in the pillar. And then out of the pillar came Lord Narasimha Dev. So we should be very careful when devotees say something. And if you are a devotee, you should be very careful what you say. So there is a lot of things Srila Prabhupada has said. And you should be very careful and have complete faith in what he has said. Valmiki did tapasya for 60,000 years. Then he actually achieved the shelter of Lord Ramchandra. Srila Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, and you're going to go back to Godhead. One has to be 100% purified before they can leave this world to go to Godhead. What did Srila Prabhupada say? 70%. This is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And we should be... We should always pray to Lord Narasimha Dev to protect us. Don't worry about too much about the material stuff. Because everything here is related to the body. The day the body is gone, everything is finished. The house, the money, the family, the brothers, the sisters, everything will be gone. What we should actually pray to Lord Narasimhadev. Just as he killed the Lord, the demon, Hiranyakashipu, tore him with his nails. Ask him to enter our heart and actually clear our heart of all the anarthas. Clear our chetna so we can see ourselves, our true self, our sarup. We can see the Lord clearly in the mirror of our chetna. To destroy kam, krodh, lobh, all these impurities, all this demonic nature, so that we could become pure. The truth is, we are all pure. The thing is that we are covered by material nature and we associate with material nature. That's why we feel like that we are in this condition. The soul is pure. We are all devotees. The demons are also devotees. Hiranyakashipu, some call him demons. I call him a Vaishnava. Because who are they? They are Jain Vijay. So of all the 12 rasas, one of the rasas is Shiblari, the desire to fight. So Lord Vishnu also had the desire to fight. But in the spiritual world, you cannot fight, Lord, because you know that, especially in Vaikuntha, everybody knows that Vishnu is God, Narayan is God. So they say, oh, in reverence, there's a lot of respect there. But because Vishnu had this desire to fight, so what does he do? His devotees always try to save the Lord in whatever way the Lord wants him to actually be saved. So by providence, just like by providence Parikshit Maharaj got thirsty, the four Kumaras went there and encased Jain Vijay. Because Jain Vijay wanted to fulfill this desire of Lord Narayan to fight. Now to fight, you can't be friends with him, so you have to have immunity. So they had to take the mood of a demon. And so they came in three lifetimes. The first one was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha was killed by Varadev. Now they had a good fight and eventually he was slain. And then Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narasimhadev. Then they appeared as being Lord Ramchandra's pastime as Kumbhakarna and Ravana. And again, Lord Ramchandra had a good fight, fulfilled his desire for to fighting, and then they were slain. And in Krishna Leela, they came as Shishupal and Dandaka. And again, Krishna fulfilled that desire as well. Then they were given another life, Petta, and they came as Jayan Vijay. And this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't fight. He gave them his pure love. He made them his pure devotees. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, or it's revealed in the scriptures that we are more like Jain Vijay. That is our true condition. As a matter of fact, we are like most, we are not even as glorious as those demons, you know. Because they always meditated on the Lord. They never forgot Vishnu for a moment, even as demons. And Krishna? Krishna is equal to everyone. He is equal to the demons, as he is equal to the devotees. But the mood in which we actually approach Krishna, he reciprocates in this way. So by actually meditating on Lord Krishna as demons, they got purified, but they could not get a place in the spiritual world where they could actually associate with the Lord in the loving preference, because Nobody hates Krishna in the spiritual world, so they couldn't actually have that. So they, all they could achieve was the Brahman, Brahma Jyoti. But then if you look at Putna, even though she came to kill Krishna, Krishna did not see that side of it, that she came to kill me. Krishna just looks the good side of us. And what did Putna came to do? How was she going to kill Krishna? Breastfeed. So he took that Putna came to save me in a vatsalya roop, in a vatsalya. So he gave her the position of a nurse in the spiritual world. This is how merciful the Lord is. So we are very, very fortunate in this age where we can actually have a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada who had made things very easy for us. So we should take the most of this advantage. Actually, you are all the chosen ones. There are millions of people here. The millions of people in Australia, how many of them are sitting and listening or in a temple room having darshan of the Lord? Don't let go of this opportunity. Make the most of it. We actually see in Bhagavatam how actually Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj has been saved by Lord Narasimhadev. But we are very fortunate to actually hear experiences in this lifetime of a lot of devotees who actually have had similar experiences, where they have felt the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev in their lifetime. What I want to actually do is to create a little bit of more faith. If I can plant a little bit more faith in each of and every one of your heart, that the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, or Lord Narasimhadev will always protect us. He'll always protect us to the degree we surrender unto Him. The more we surrender unto Him, the more He'll protect us. There is a story about, in this age, not too long ago, about a 5-year-old girl who was actually born in South Africa. How many of you know about that story? Okay, few of you know about this story. She was a little girl and she saw a picture of Lord Narasimhadev and she was so much attached to Him. And she used to go to school, 5 or 6 years old, tell her friends that how God was a lion. And nobody could understand what she meant by somebody's God being a lion. And then one day while she was playing out with a few of her friends in the yard, the ball was, they were playing, actually went on the road. And she ran after the ball, as little kids do, without looking what's happening. It was an old part of the town, there were hardly any traffic, and at the same time, as his father is watching from the second floor, the first floor of this house, watching from there, and he sees that the little girl is running on the road and the truck is coming. And the father jumps from the second story, or first story, falls on the ground, breaks both of his legs, so he's useless. And at the same time, the girl looks at the truck as the truck is approaching her. She doesn't call for her mother, is what we mostly do when we are in difficulty. She didn't call for her father. She called for Narasimhadev. And then what happened was, she was flown about 20 meters away off the road, on the side of the road, in the bushes or on the grass. On the other side, a policeman was coming at the same time in a van. He tried to stop the truck driver, but he was so drunk, you know, he just kept going. The policeman came, looked at the girl, did not touch her. Because he saw what actually happened and he knew that there's no way she would be safe, she would be very badly injured. So the best is don't touch her. He called the ambulance, And the people, the ambulance driver came and looked at the condition of the girl, and she said, no, no, I can't take her to this hospital because our hospital is too little. You have to call the ambulance from the big hospital. So they called the ambulance, and the ambulance driver came. They took the girl to the hospital. They had it x-rayed, and the doctor was waiting for the x-ray after he had heard what actually happened from the policeman. And the father was there with his broken legs as well. And then the nurse brings the x-ray results. And the doctor looks at the results and he starts shouting at the nurse, you know. You can't make mistakes like this. This is life and death situation, you know. Get the correct x-ray. And the nurse, who didn't know what has actually happened to the girl, what was the situation, she said, no, this is the right one. And the doctor said, this can't be the situation, you know. This is impossible, you know. Because there was not even a single broken bone, no damage, nothing. And then while the girl was lying there, she just wakes up and starts telling, you know, she said, this 5-6 year old girl, she said, when I was just about to be hit by the truck, I called for Narsingh there, and he came, he held me in his arm, and he took me and he placed me on the grass on the other side. And she described how Lord Narsingadev was. And he said, he actually scratched me on my arms. His nails are so sharp. And he said, he should actually cut his nails. You know? His nails is so sharp. And then the doctor looked at us and said, you sure this is an accident? Because in Africa, there's a lot of people get attacked by animals. He said, this is a mark of somebody being attacked by a lion or something. It's a claw mark. So after they heard the story, they didn't know what it was all about. The nurse became a devotee. She took initiation. The doctor took initiation. The parents took initiation. So they all became family of Srila Prabhupada. So this is just an amazing story, you know. A little girl who called for Lord Narsingadev with all her heart in the most difficult of time, and Lord Narsingadev came and protected her. We are very fortunate. It was an unfortunate incident that some dacoits actually attacked our Mayapur temple. But again, it was by providence, it was actually by plan of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Narsingadev, because he wanted to be worshipped by these Kund devotees, you know. And because of that reason, we have got a deity of Ugra Narsingadev at Mayapur now. Now, there are a lot of pastimes with them as well. If you haven't read actually how the deities were created, you should actually go on the internet and spend some time and read it. And today would be a great day to do it. Because that's our deities. That's our Lord Narsingadev. He came to our movement so that he could actually accept worship by him. Actually, the sculpture, he didn't want to actually create the cup, the deities. But then, for the mercy of his Guru Maharaj, it all happened. And once it was all installed, once he had carved it and did the puja and everything, he left and he went to see his friends just for a few days. And it was monsoon time, it was raining, and he carved the deities in a thatch where, coconut leaves, you know. And while it was raining, the whole place caught fire. So everything was burning and everything was wet, but this was still burning. And then somebody came and told him, and then Lord Narsingadev was brought to the temple where he was worshipped, installed and worshipped. Usually in India, those who have been to in India, you know how long things takes to get done, right? All the papers and everything was done within 24 hours. And then when they crossed all the border, nobody objected. They looked at Lord Narsingadev and he said, just keep going. So this is the amazing thing about even the Lord being want to be actually worshipped by the devotees of or the followers of Srila Prabhupada. There's a few pastimes which the pujaris at Mayapur tell about Lord Narasimhadev. One of them is the latest one. Lord Narasimhadev actually cures cancer. How many of you heard about that? There was a devotee, not a devotee, there was one of the followers, a congregation member in London, and his wife had cancer, and she was in the last stage. So they took her to Germany to actually have her last operation done. So the husband called Mayapur and said, can you actually worship, do some puja for Lord Narasimhadev so that she is protected during that time. So while the operation was going in Germany, same time they had the yagna at Mayapur. And when she came back to London, she went to a doctor, they had a checkup, and there was no cancer. And then they called Germany and said, what you guys did to actually clear the cancer? And they could not believe it. They said she was in the last stage, there was no way she could have been cured. And the Mataji says that she felt like something, while the operation was going, something evil left her body. So basically Lord Narasimhadev took all those out, all the... Now they are both devotees. That's one of the cases. There's another case, there was a Mataji who has lost her son, and she has been looking for them for about, a parent looking for a son for about a year. And finally they found out that he is at Mayapur, so they came to Mayapur. And she was asking everybody, showing them pictures, have you seen this little boy? And then nobody knew about it. And then she went to Lord Narasimhadev and started praying, you know, please Narasimhadev, find my boy, you know. This is the thing, you know, this is the greatness about being in distress, you know. When everything is good, we forget about Krishna. That's why Kunti Devi prays that we should always be in distress, you know, because then we can actually remember Krishna. So she was in distress and she prayed to Lord Narasimhadev, please help me find Krishna, help me find my son, and if you do, then I'll chant Jai Narasimhadev, Jai Shri Krishna. And as she was praying, this is how instant it is, you know, somebody came in between the vision of her and the deity. She looks up and it's her son. So the beauty about our Narasimhadev, we should have mamta, we should say it's mine, we should, he's our Lord Narasimhadev, is that you don't have to wait, it's instant. But be careful what you ask for. As my Guru Maharaj used to say, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to say, you know, it's very scary to go and worship, to offer your prayers in front of Lord Narasimhadev. So when you go to Mayapur, you know, because he fulfills your desires. So you should be very careful what you ask for. What we should ask for is devotion, you know, ask for his strength. The fact is that if this is all mercy of our Guru Maharaj. Every morning we say, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Keval means only. So even though I'm speaking here, you might be actually getting something out of it. I hope so. This is actually the mercy of your Guru Maharaj. Your Guru Maharaj actually uses different devotees, different situations, different scriptures actually to enlighten you. So we should be very, you know, we should surrender ourselves fully to a spiritual master, and that's the only way we can actually make a spiritual advancement. We should not think that we are the doers. Whatever we service we do, we should do the thing in the mood that we are saving our spiritual master. So throughout the day today, think of how you can actually help your spiritual master celebrate this great occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi. Do some service. Those who can cook. I heard Lord Narasimhadev loves sweets, you know. So if you can make some sweets for him, it's good. So all the Brahmins can actually do that. But chant and read. Lord Narsingadev is very merciful. One of the great things that Srila Prabhupada has done is actually translated all these books. And not only translated these books, but he has distributed these books so widely. You know, this is not just Srimad Bhagavatam. As we are reading here now, right, we are getting association of a pure devotee, Parikshit Maharaj. We are getting association of Sukhdev Goswami. There's so many great personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you want to actually get association of pure devotees, it's already there. Read Prabhupada's book. You get association of Srila Prabhupada because the paper that he has written is actually whatever was in his heart. He used to write the purports early in the morning when after he actually meditated, you know, he changed his rounds and he was around. So these purports are his ecstasies. And Srila Prabhupada said that I actually didn't write it, Krishna actually wrote it. And this is why he was reading his books again and again. When he was in the evenings, or when he was getting his massage, somebody was reading these books to him, Krishna books all the time to Srila Prabhupada. And devotees used to ask him, why do you read your own books? You are the one who wrote it. And Prabhupada used to say, I didn't write it. Krishna dictated. So this is not something, we are very, very fortunate to be here today. We are very fortunate to be in this situation, to don't let it go to waste. Give this life to Krishna. Give this life to your Guru Maharaj. Save them with love and devotion. And today is a great day to actually pray to Lord Narsingadev so that we can surrender completely to Guru and Gauranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. This is the movement which basically the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Is Krishna himself, but is full of mercy. Audarya. So him, and what's the qualification? To be most fallen. So anybody is fallen? If you think you are advanced, then probably this not movement is not for you. But if you think you are fallen, then you can get mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just like he saved Prahlad Maharaj, just like he saved Jagai and Madai, let's pray that whatever we do today, whatever little puja we do today, you know, little surrender we can do. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, you know, and you actually read the preachings after Hiranyaksha was killed, you know, Hiranyakashipu actually went and preached to his wife and the children as they were lamenting, you know. The amount of knowledge that is in there is, he was not an ordinary person, you know. If you read those parts, you know, this is what, if you have time, you know, read Canto 7 today, you know. And you see how learned he was. These were not ordinary people. So demons can be also very learned, but they do not have devotion, loving devotion. Okay, so we'll finish here. Any questions, any comments? Anybody has some pastimes at all? Yes.
We were attacked in 75. We were in Sydney, in King's Cross, one Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was the King's Cross was quite quite a dark place. But the devotees used to go up there and do late night kirtan after the movie line. And this was the guy's King's Cross. It was a wild place. I mean, sometimes the prostitutes on the second floor, they throw their urine pots out the window, you know, the bodies.
Yeah.
As we depart underneath. So it was quite a wild place. Anyway, we're in the main road, King's Cross, and in Haranam, and it became a, we were getting surrounded by quite angry people, men and women, drunks and bikies, and normally in that situation we'd run, we'd split up and run, but they surrounded the whole Kirtan party, and they're jostling the Kirtan party and calling us names, and it was becoming quite a volatile situation. And we were becoming quite scared and worried, what should we do? You know, we're against the wall. And then we started to sing the Sringadevi prayer. And to everybody's amazement, we just walked out and it just parted like a
boat coaster in ocean.
The sea parting.
Yeah.
This crowd just parted and we just walked out of there and continued chanting up the street. But it was only because of those protectors that were able to get out. But they were ready to assault us.
And this is where we should get faith, you know. How many devotees who were there, who feared the life at that time, would have got so much faith in Lord Narasimhadev at that time, you know. You know, that's what Krishna actually. There's another one. There's a devotee who was actually doing book distribution, and then he was not supposed to do this in the mall, and then. Finally, somebody reported that he was doing book distribution, so he ran outside, and then very soon he was captured by one of the security guard, who said, "I'll take you to the communications rooms." But he actually took them underground to their chamber, you know, where they had, and it was more like a prison, you know. It was basically walls, and there was one bench in the middle, and they made him sit down there, and they were ready to kill him. There were five guys, you know. And he didn't know what to do, you know. And all he had was, and they were asking him, "What do you do?" He said, "I'm a priest." It did not matter to them. And he said, he told them a little bit about it. In the end, he said, "What do you have in your bag, you know?" And he said, "I've got books." So he just gave it to them so that they can hold the book, you know. And he was going through one of those books, and he had a small book of prayers of Lord Narasimhadev. Mm-hmm. And he looked at it and he said, "What is this?" And then he put it down, and then everything went quiet, you know. And they had handcuffed him and everything, you know. And they let him go. Mm-hmm. After he saw that, you know. So this devotee, one who did not remember, you know, Lord Narasimhadev at that time. This is his experience. He said, just because of the mercy of Prabhupada, he saw that, the prayers of Lord Narasimhadev. He held it in his hand, and the Lord made all the arrangements, you know. Yes, Paul?
One comment for the same. I was in Sydney. I was supposed to take some grains, throw in the ocean. So I was walking toward the beach, and a very ferocious dog, black, came in front of me.
It's amazing. 2008-2009, actually, I was staying in Gold Coast, so I came here, and it was by providence that it fell on Lord Narasimhadev. I came for work, and the training was to be held in Ballarat. So we came the day before, and I wanted to actually attend Lord Narasimhadev, but I couldn't do it because I was in Ballarat. So I was praying in the plane, you know, please make Lord make some arrangements so I could come to the temple, you know. And next day, one of the workmates who used to live in Frankston, so he used to travel all the way from Frankston to Ballarat, which takes about 2 hours, so he used to live early in the morning. He came to me and he said, "Is there any way I can stay with you in your room, you know?" And this is, so it's actually on the day of Lord Narasimhadev, you know. I said, "Yeah, you can, you know, because there's two rooms, and I was using only one of them in my apartment." And I said, "But there's one condition, you know." He said, "What's the condition?" I said, "You have to take me today to Melbourne, drop me at some place, and tomorrow morning you have to pick me early in the morning, and then you can bring your luggage and everything, you know." So he came and he dropped me at Shyam Prabhu's place, You know, I called him, and then we came on the day of Lord Narasimhadev, and it was late. They're doing the Abhishek there, and the temple is full, as we know how it is, you know, so there's no place to go. I came, paid obeisances to Prabhupada, and I was standing there right on top there, you know, just where Mataji is, you know, standing there, and I looked back and I said, and they're doing, I was thinking about my family. I said, oh, they missed it because I'm here. And I thought it would be nice to take them some prasadam, you know. And the next thing, I was standing around, and they're doing, you know, the garlands, the fruit garlands. Somebody threw the garland smiggy right on my face. You know, just put my hand like this, and there was the Mahaprasad, you know, instant, you know. You know, I got the prasadam of Mahaprasad. So, worshipping Lord, this is actually mercy of Guru and Gauranga and Lord Narasimhadev, that he makes us realize, you know, if you pray something and if it is in a favor for spiritual life, he makes it happen straight away. You know. So both my desires, somebody actually, you know, allowed me to come here. I got the Mahaprasadam, you know, with a slap on the face as well, you know, and one of the amazing things that we can all probably relate to is Jayapataka Maharaj, you know. When he actually became sick, you know, there was hardly any hope that he will recover, you know. Prabhu would probably be able to actually relate more because he was he is from that area, and he was so sick, you know. But then all of his disciples and all of his well-wishers started worshipping Lord Narasimhadev, you know. And look at him today. If you want to see a miracle in this life, just see Jayapataka Maharaj. You know. It's amazing, you know. He still troubles, he still preaches, you know. It's just, you know, this is a miracle, you know. You don't have to see too far away, you know. Krishna is very merciful, he has brought devotees, you know. And there's a lot of devotees who don't want to speak. They also have a lot of nice, you know, memories about all of this. Any other questions or any other comments? Yes, Mataji.
There's one story in Bombay in India. And you know how they were to prepare this stand in the bottles and maybe they had no
which. Speak loudly, Mataji.
You know how there was a terrorist attack in India?
Yeah.
One of the devotees was in the special forces, police forces. And he had on his phone, he had a ringtone. Prayers,
yeah.
So they went in one hotel, and the hotel was occupied with the terrorists, and they had he put on his mobile phone ringtone, and the terrorists start firing, and everyone around him died, only he was saved because there was a pillar before him. And he was listening to Narasimhadev.
This is the greatness of Lord Narasimhadev. Sometimes he becomes the pillar and sometimes he comes out of the pillar to protect. So, yes, Prabhu.
Those pastimes of Shanghai and Maipur.
Yeah.
It would be nice to read those pastimes. And then they're saying that to get the sculptor, they couldn't find a sculptor.
Yeah.
To carve on the Shanghai, no one would do it. No one would carve this form on the Shanghai because he's so angry that the sculptors were all thinking that my wife, my family, my village will be burnt to ashes. No one will do it. And then the story goes from there.
Yeah. The form of Lord Narasimhadev, where his feet is bent and he's just about to jump, that's the form of our Lord. You know, his feet is bent and he's just like about to jump off the altar, you know. This is the only place that form is worshipped in. And there is, since we are on it, you know, pastimes are good because it's really nice. He does talk to his devotees. Once he has his eyes which are red. Have you seen Lord Narasimhadev? And somebody actually donated another eyes which were blue, you know, so they offered it to his eyes and they put him, have you heard of this pastor?
Yeah.
Right, and they changed his eyes, you know, and this Mataji comes to the pujari and he says that Lord Narasingha wants back his eyes, and she had no idea what it meant, you know, because he didn't know about this, he said, and the pujari smiled and he understood, you know, so they had and they gave his own red eyes, you know, because that's the purest form of Lord Narasingha. One of his pujaris who used to worship him, you know, he used to be really scared, you know, because to worship Lord Narasingadev is not, so he had to be, you know, and he was really scared every time he used to do puja. And one day while he was in the DT room, he had a big noise, you know, he was so scared, he looked around, everything looked all right, and then he went to his room, took his sleep, had his nap. And at night, his bed started shaking, you know. So he thought it was because it was a bunk bed. So he thought the pujari was sleeping downstairs. He was actually going to do his deity worship, you know. But it kept on shaking. Then he opened his eyes and he sees Lord Narasingadev sitting on his bed. You know? And he says, you know, don't worry, you know. Don't be afraid, you know. Just worship me with love, you know. And then he put his hand on his shoulder and he had two scratches, and 2 years later he still had those marks, you know, it was going away. So yeah, it's amazing story. There's another girl who fell down and actually had her skull cracked, and they did an x-ray, and at the same time, this was in Mayapur, and they were going to operate on her, so they did a scan and they saw the skull and they took her to the operating theater while they were doing yajna here, and when they went to the operating theater there was nothing there, you know, the mark all gone, you know, so. Yeah, Lord Narasingadev is very merciful, you know. He came to protect the devotees. That's his greatness. Krishna comes in many forms, and he comes in the form of Lord Narasingadev as Bhakta Vatsalya, you know, to protect his devotees. And he always protects us. This is the greatness about Krishna, you know. He never leaves us. If you want a friend who will be always with you, then make Krishna your friend. Because as a super soul, he never leaves you. Your wife leaves you, your friends leaves you, your parents leaves you, your country leaves you, everything leaves you. Everything has a beginning, has an end, but Krishna always stays with you. Yes, Prabhu? Yeah. Chankazi. Yeah, speak, yeah.
So,
just loudly.
When Chankazi broke the Mridanga, the Sankirtan party of Mahaprabhu, they used to do Sankirtan. So, Chankazi, who was the Nawab there, and he stopped this Sankirtan movement. So, one day he became very angry and he broke the Mridanga. And when the news spread to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu became very upset and angry. And all the Sankirtan members, they joined Mahaprabhu and they were approaching Chankazi's house. And I mean, a few days after the Mridanga was broken, when Mahaprabhu went inside the house, Chankazi was very afraid, and he came out calling Mahaprabhu as his own nephew, because Mahaprabhu's maternal uncle was his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before Mahaprabhu could speak anything, Chankazi said that the day I broke the Mridanga, there was one half lion, half man who came in my dream on the night, and he was about to rip off my chest, and I was very scared. And then to all the people gathered there, he showed the nail signs of Narasimha Dev. So everybody just
loudly chanted, Narasimha Dev Ki Jai.
This is all amazing pastimes, you know. And up till now, the followers of that Nawab, you know, they allow Sankirtan to go in Mayapur. When Sankirtan was stopped everywhere, actually Mayapur was the only place where they actually continued doing Sankirtan. So he probably came as a Nawab, but to get so much mercy of Narasimha Dev is not easy, you know. Just like Jay and Vijay, you know, they came as Ravan and you know, Hiranyakashipu and all those, you know. But they were all devotees, they were all Vaishnavas. So we know everybody is a Vaishnava, because in truth everybody is a devotee of Krishna. It's just that we have forgotten. You know, so while we are doing Harinam, those who are going for Harinam, if you are available, please do go, you know. Chant loudly, pray to Lord Narasimha Dev so that they can actually purify the heart of others. Our movement is not for ourselves, our movement is to give. This is the mercy of Prabhupada. He came to actually give the love of Krishna to us, especially in the West. And as his representative, we should try to actually do the same. Okay. So Lord Narasimha Dev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanand Hari.